When Life Doesn't Go Your Way, written by Dr. Roger Barrier and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Acts 16, verses 7 through 9. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging with him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Once upon a time, there were two missionaries named Paul and Silas. They were like superheroes as they lived out their adventures, sharing the message of Jesus throughout Turkey. I don't imagine that life turned out like they imagined either. They didn't get first best, they had to make do with second. And what they did with second best changed the world. The gospel of Jesus was roaring through Turkey when Paul decided it was time to go to Bithynia, the largest, richest, and most influential city in all of Turkey. This was Paul's homeland. This was his country. This was first best. He could hardly wait. And then God said, "No, I don't want you in Macedonia." We can imagine Paul on the seashore near Troas looking across the Aegean Sea toward Macedonia while thinking, "I really don't want to go to Macedonia. Bithynia is my first choice. I'll just have to wait and see what I can do with second best." In Macedonia, Paul performed his most significant service with the leftovers of a broken plan. Wanting Bithynia and getting Macedonia, how familiar is that? But to take the leftovers of disappointed expectation and to make of it the greatest opportunity that we ever have, how impressive is that? Every Christian experiences closed doors at one time or another, some more than others: unexpected illness, lingering sickness, drawn-out recovery after surgery, depression that begins to set in, financial reverse, divorce, loss of a job, an unexpected move, disappointments at school or work, discouragements to come from the low times of life. Children begin to have deep personal problems, dealing with necessities and other things that demand our attention, while the mainstream of life seems to be passing us by, a career where that's boring you to tears. Some of you are there right now. What happens next depends totally to you. Let me give you some thoughts about handling life's second bests. First of all, don't panic. No one lives out their entire life with first best. I believe that God has a life plan for us all. I call it Plan A. But I don't know anyone who goes from birth to glory on Plan A all the way. Often, when we get off track, God says, "Okay, we can get back to Plan A." On the other hand, there are times when we make choices and behave poorly, and God has to say, "I'm sorry, we can't get back to Plan A from here. We must jump to Plan B." Thank God He has a Plan B. But the truth is that many of us are living on Plan X, triple prime. Thank God for grace. Another way that you can handle life's second bests is by keeping your faith intact, because God has a plan for your life. One of the best tests of a person's faith is when we see him or her wanting Bithynia and getting Macedonia, and yet is still certain that there's a purpose for his or her life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.